Have you ever been in a large family? You should try it sometime. It's a fun experience for every person in the family. There's a different opinion about everything. It doesn't matter what it is: food, what to watch, what to eat, what color should the house be, what temperature should this be. For whatever we have, it's a different opinion. And it's much the same in the Catholic Church, except it's worse because there's 1 or 2 billion people. For every Catholic, there is a different opinion. So, for instance, if you were to ask a Catholic, what do you think a church should look like? Oh my gosh, you would get so many different opinions, and every single person would have a great reason for their opinion being the right one. Well, in today's video, we explore what do the holy souls in purgatory have to say about what churches should look like. Join me as we explore this much needed and important topic. As we always do, please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I want to talk about just the name. Just a second. So my name is not Uniquely Mary. That's the name of the channel. My name is Alvaro. Why the title? So initially I had one reason for it, but just recently I realized the real reason why God wants me to have that name. It's another way of saying to Jesus through Mary that we arrive at Jesus, at least the focus of this channel is arriving at Jesus uniquely through Mary. And it's just a different way of saying that that is the path that I'm wanting to take all these videos, that the Blessed Mother has a very important role, and she, and uniquely her, will bring us to Jesus in a most powerful way. That's the reason for the title. So thank you for being here. If you like these videos, hit the like button, subscribe, and also hit the notification bell. And please feel free to comment about anything. Let's engage and let's build this beautiful community that God is giving us. And so we are exploring this unbelievably important topic of what do the holy souls in purgatory have to say about churches and what they should look like. It's amazing because I've often thought, I wish I could ask Jesus. I wish I could go to the other side and ask them, what should our churches look like? What should it be? So we can get some guidance. And so we can also know and have a point of reference. And in today's short chapter that is packed with so many wonderful things, chapter 13 of the book, Get Us Out of Here, this is exactly what we explore with Maria Sema. So let's go through some of it. In this first question, she has asked, when the poor souls have warned you about the present condition of the church, which they said was not very good, no surprise there, huh? Have they also said anything about church buildings today? She responds, yes, that too. Many things that we would associate with modern churches bother them very much. Churches are only for praying and for meeting with Jesus and Mary. The poor souls say they want there to be no sophisticated equipment, no plush carpeting, and nothing to make things as comfortable as a wealthy living room. The churches are there for you and Jesus to be alone together. Now, she continues answering, but we have to stop right there. Now, if you take this in a different spirit, that she's being harsh or mean, maybe you can get insulted or hurt or offended about your own personal opinion. But if you really listen to what she's saying, isn't it beautiful? Churches are for us to meet with Jesus and Mary and for us to be with Jesus alone with him. That is amazing! I mean, isn't that just the most amazing thing? In our homes, we are so distracted. We're distracted by our kids, by multimedia, by me. We're distracted by everything, by our work. And then when we go outside and in our workplaces, wherever it is that you're working, There's so many things pulling us away from Jesus. Not that we can't find Jesus everywhere that we go, but a church is meant to be a specific place where it is so much easier to find Jesus, where we can truly encounter him. When you hear that, doesn't that just fill your heart with peace? Don't you just want to say, yes, I want to go to a church where I find Jesus immediately, a safe heaven, a sanctuary where Jesus can be encountered at the very moment you enter. She continues, decorations that serve no other function but to decorate have to go because they distract. And the poor souls have also mentioned that much of the so-called modern art horrifies them. And they're not the only ones. Much of it is gruesomely ugly, not to mention historically incorrect. And Mary should be given a prominent place. Hence the title of this channel. Most important, more important than anything else, however, is that all tabernacles must, by all means, must be in the center. In the center of the church and not off to the side or even in another room, only in the center. If Jesus is no longer the center of things, then he too will soon be carried out. Then all we are left with is a second town hall. Believe me, every time that someone looks at the tabernacle with love, Jesus then elevates his place in heaven. Now I, through the grace of God and through his mercy, am able to go to a church that is just so beautiful and that really makes the encounter with Jesus so awesome. But most of all, it hits on this point. It is in the center of the church and it makes the difference. The tabernacle is what I'm speaking of. When I come in, I know where he is. And it is so easy to find Jesus, and him being in the center helps that focus for me. The crucifix is just above. So there's all these things that literally everything leads you to that place. And the church happens to be somewhat modern, but they've kept some of these important details that she's talking about. Let's continue listening to see what she says. Then the priest should also return to using the pulpits. Bringing the priest down to the level of the parishioners was yet another of Satan's tricks. Up in the pulpit, they would gain far more respect. No social functions should be arranged in churches, only holy functions. Bring back the saints to at least St. Joseph, St. Michael, and the Archangel, and the saint after whom the church was named. And I've mentioned communion railings already. All these things that are missing and all the comforts that have been added in the last decades separate us from Jesus and thus make Satan very happy. I know of coffee being served, animals on people's laps, and televisions being set up in churches. I've seen churches without holy water at the doors and without kneelers. None of this is good, and none of this is within Jesus' wishes. So let's hear this next question that's very important. So they're simply not happy with modern churches. Is that it? She responds, no. I've seen several modern churches where everything was all right. One, for instance, in Lienz, Tyrol, is very modern, but also very prayerful and done correctly. So ugly, non-prayerful, and incomplete does not need to equate with modern, but modern is, in most of the cases, ugly, non-prayerful, and incomplete. Did you hear that? Did you hear those three characteristics that she said? The church needs to be beautiful. But why aren't some churches, why aren't they beautiful? It needs to be beautiful. Why? Because God is beautiful. God is the source and fountain of beauty. And whenever we look at anything beautiful, man, woman, sunset, mountains, snow, rain, clouds, animals, plants, whatever, church, a building, a house, a painting, whenever we look at anything beautiful, it lifts us up to God, and it allows us to see something of his glory. And then she says, so it needs to be beautiful, prayerful, because prayer is communication with God. When a place facilitates our ability to pray, it makes it easier to speak to God. In the same way that when you have a cell phone, that makes it easier to hear, a better signal, and consistent signal with the person that you're speaking with. It's a great cell phone and a wonderful cell phone company. In the same way, when a church makes it easy to hear God and consistent in that ability to speak to God, it's a prayerful church. And it needs to be complete, not just part of the gospel, but Jesus and Mary and the saints and the angels, the whole picture. Why the whole picture? Because that's what Catholic means. Katholos comes from the Greek word Catholic, which means according to the whole picture, according to the whole. And that's what we want our churches to have. So something to think about before we even continue. Maybe you'll say, what do I do, Alvaro? What do I do? I can't rebuild the church where I go to. What can I say or do? Well, one thing is, if you can find a church that meets all these things, by all means, attend there, because it'll lift up your faith. Suppose you can't. You know, imagine if you were to have someone going to your house and they were to say, hey, your house is really ugly. You should change it. Would you listen to them? Probably not. In the same way, if you go to your local priest and just say, hey, this church is ugly, we should just build a new one, he might look at you like you're crazy. First, build a relationship with your local priest. Get to know them. Get to know who they are. Let them get to know you. And at some point, ask them, what do you think about our church? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? And then if there's a connection made, encourage them to bring some of those details little by little back. Because when things are gradually done, they tend to be done more permanently. For instance, maybe a statue here or there. Maybe removing certain things that are unnecessary. Maybe adding kneelers back or doing different things. You know, at this one church that I was attending, the priest would make changes little by little, and the people would accept it because they were done very respectfully and tastefully. So in the same way, you can gradually bring back some of these things to make the space more beautiful, more prayerful, and more complete. She has a few other questions in this chapter, but I'm not going to read them to you because I want you to get the book. So in each of these videos, my goal is to introduce you to the chapter and cover part of it, but I want to tease you a little bit. She covers a few more important questions in this chapter. My friend, what if you can't do either of these things? What if you can't find a prayerful, beautiful, complete church and the priest will not listen to you? Well, then make your home a place of prayer. As you see behind me, I have a statue of the Blessed Mother. I have a beautiful crucifix from Assisi. And I have St. Therese right here. So I have made my space prayerful. What maybe I can't find at church, I can find here at home. Do the same in your own house. Make your house a little church. Because that's really what God wants, for each of our houses to be sanctuaries of God. My friends, I hope this video has been amazing for you, that you have benefited from knowing what the souls in purgatory would like for our churches, and that you find one that is prayerful, beautiful, and complete for your own spiritual growth. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.